You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoopballers!
That's right. Yeah, it's Thursday, but I'm here. Hey, everyone. It's Josh Millman. Yeah, it's a bit of an oddity, but I was out on Monday. Took the kids to a water park, one of those indoor places. It was a lot of fun. They were happy. You know, but now I'm back to cover the bets. Back with my buddy Ira Silver. Ira, what's up, man?
Josh, what's going on, buddy? We haven't done a podcast in a while together, and I thought
Like forever.
Yeah, and I'm going to be out on Monday, so I thought we weren't going to talk to each other for about a month there. So I'm glad you're filling in and pitch hitting today.
Yeah, no, I'm glad to be here. It was just, we always do this because it's President's Week, and the kids are all from school, and the NBA is an all-star break. So I figured, it's a good time to go on vacation. And here you and Devin are, you two lunatics, just like, keep churning out pods and bets and all that, but I couldn't make it on Monday. But it's good to be back.
All good. Well, welcome back. We're excited to get you back going here.
Yeah, of course, man. Of course. We've got a lot to cover. The NBA is back. So therefore I am back. It'll be nice to get some games and cover off on those. And I'm sure Ira will hit up some hockey as well. And we are just, man, like after that break, it's just we're only a few weeks left of the NBA regular season, only a few weeks before the NCAA tournament starts kicking up into high gear. It's a fun time of year, man. We're going to get this rolling. We got to give a shout out to our friends at mybookie.ag. Head on over to mybookie.ag. Hit the promo code today, T-O-D-A-Y. Get 50% back on your initial deposit. They will match you 50% on your initial deposit up to $1,000. Head on over there. That's where we're placing all of our bets, over at mybookie.ag. They've been wonderful to us, and they continue to partner with all of us at HoopBall. Again, mybookie.ag. The promo code is today, T-O-D-A-Y. Don't forget also, follow us on Twitter, at HoopBallGaming. That's where we're going to place all of our official bets from everything we discuss on this pod. Also, you can follow us. I'm at Josh Millman. Ira is at Ira Silver Magic. We'll be talking about these games on Twitter as they progress. But if you're looking to follow up on where we're putting all of our money down ahead of the games, that's where to do it, at HoopBall Gaming. And do check us out at the mothership, hoop-ball.com, for all your NBA news and notes. Hoop-ball.com, some great writers. And make sure you still sign up for Aaron Brewski's newsletter, the only place where you get his NBA insight for free in your inbox. So definitely go check that out. Ira, got games to cover, man. I think I did my spiel enough, right?
Yeah, man. You're fantastic as usual. Let's just jump right in.
Let's do it, baby. All right, man. We've got the Milwaukee Bucks headed to Detroit to take on the Pistons. The line right now is 13.5 in favor of the Bucks. 225.5 is the over-under. This is just, again, we typically see this with teams that are like the Bucks, where they're right now the best team in the league still, and Detroit has basically flown up the white flag. They traded away Andre Drummond at the trade deadline. They just issued a buyout to Reggie Jackson, so his Pistons tenure is now done. They're trotting out the likes of Thon Maker, Christian Wood, whoever they have as healthy bodies. They've lost four in a row prior to the break, and the losing will likely continue, especially to the likes of the Bucks, who ended the first part of the season on a little bit of a sour note, losing to Indiana. So I'm sure they're going to want to get on to the latter part of the NBA regular season on a bit of a high note. So no better time to do that when you've got a flailing Pistons team, playing host to you. The question is it going to be better than 13.5 points? Ira, what do you got for me, man?
Yeah, so I'm looking at a couple things here in this game, and obviously I'll release it later on Twitter if I change or if it's an official play or not. So I'm looking into these two plays right now. I'm looking into the under of 225.5. I don't think the Pistons are going to score too many points. It just comes down to whether or not the Pistons can hold the Bucks down a little bit and slow them down. So the total in this game, I'm looking at under 225.5. And then I'm also looking at the Bucks minus 13.5, leaning towards that. But the better play here, if you're going to try and take a swing with the Bucks, is probably the first half. Bucks minus 7.5 in the first half, or you can even go with another derivative, which is the Bucks first quarter minus 4, minus 115. But I think really the play here is under 225.5, or under in the first half of 110. So I'm going to definitely be diving into this and let you guys know a little later, but that's the under is really jumping out at me here, and I'm going to do some numbers and run, do my analysis, but that's really what's jumping out at me first glance here.
I like that. Because you figure that the Bucks are going to have to come out swinging, right? It's right after the All-Star break. This is the stretch run for these guys. And if you look at the standings, it's just the Raptors run over that past month or so where they won 14 in a row or something like that before getting their skid snapped. They kind of made up some ground on the Bucks. It's, sent them a little bit of a warning shot. They're still 6.5 back, but still. The Bucks are going to want to cement their place and say, we are the alphas in this league. Giannis is back. I'm with you. Especially if they get out to a big lead, you don't want to end up with a backdoor situation on 13.5. So they're going to come out firing. The Pistons, again, like we said, they're a mess. They're just kind of trotting out bodies out there. I do expect Derrick Rose to be back. I don't see him on the injury list, but there's still going to be no why am I blanking on his name? There's going to be no Drummond's gone, obviously. There's going to be no
Svi. Svi,
not Svi. God, I can't believe I'm blanking on his name. This is embarrassing. Luke Kennard. Sorry,
Luke Kennard.
Ah, man, that was awful. Sorry about that, Hoop Ballers. Luke Kennard's still out in this one, and not expected to return anytime soon. So. But Derrick Rose is expected to be back. So again, they're going to be down. So I expect the Bucks to come out swinging in this one. And, I do like the first half play that you said, first quarter, first half. So, but we'll, like you said, Ira, we'll post those when we get an opportunity on Twitter. I think we cover that game. So why don't we head over to the Miami Heat taking on the Atlanta Hawks? The Heat are giving up 6.5. As they travel to Atlanta to take on the Hawks. Over under in this one is 229. Ira, we've noted plenty that Miami are beasts at home, absolute beasts. They're 22-3 straight up and 17-8 at home against the spread. So, of course, the natural problem in this one is that they are not nearly as good on the road. They are 13-16 straight up away from Miami. And slightly worse, 12-16-1 against the spread on the road. Now, you could just say that the Hawks are, they're terrible. And, yeah, they're not a good basketball team. But at home, they're 15-10 against the spread. So a couple of you know, big tendencies that seem to appear with the Heat and the Hawks in this one. At the same time, you know, Miami needs to kind of cement their place among the playoff hopefuls of the Eastern Conference, because they really haven't been all that good in their last 10. They were 4-6 in their last 10 before the break, having dropped their last one prior to the All-Star break. So Jimmy Butler is kind of in and out of the lineup. So they could probably use a bounce back spot here. But again, the Hawks are kind of, they're kind of tough to beat at home, or at least against the spread. So what do you got here, Ira? This is an interesting one, I think.
Yeah, I mean, from a game perspective, I think it's going to be a fun one. I'm not looking to play this game. I just think 6.5 is too much for Miami to be laying on the road here in Atlanta. But at the same time, on the other side of the ball, I don't want to be only getting 6.5 points with the Hawks against the Heat. So it's one of those games where I'm just going to lay off. I just really don't have an opinion here. But if I was looking at anything, maybe the over of 229.5. Really, it's just a pass game for me.
Yeah, understandable. That line's a bit dangerous. I wouldn't touch it either. It's very hard. I feel like coming out of the break, you just like you kind of have a general knowledge as to where, you know, certain teams are in a sense. Milwaukee's going to come out firing, obviously, and Detroit's like folding. But you know, the Hawks, they're going to try to fight through games. Miami's still a good team, albeit struggled. But the week off gives teams to kind of recalibrate and whatever else, and even though you have some data on these guys over the last few games, it's just things can change pretty quickly, especially with the week's rest and guys getting back, so on and so forth. So and Miami still seems a bit dinged up, so yeah, it's a line that I don't really trust all that much. So I hear you there. Maybe if the line moves, do you play that at all, or what do you think?
I think it's a great opportunity for an in-game wager if Miami can jump out to an early lead. So, like, if you can get the Hawks plus 13 or something like that, plus 12,
yeah.
I think that would probably be the best situation. But in terms of pre-flop, I'm not looking about this game unless it gets all the way up to, like, 9.5 or 10.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Because we've seen Atlanta pull the backdoor cover plenty of times this season, so it could be done again. We will move on to the Charlotte Hornets taking on the Chicago Bulls in Chicago. 4.5 in favor of the Bulls, over under 211. Neither of these teams are, I don't think either one of them are particular favorites here. Both on the outside of the playoffs looking in, the Bulls were an absolutely dreadful team prior to the All-Star break. They needed a break more than anyone, it seems like. They lost 6 in a row. The Hornets at least kind of rebounded a little bit. They won 2 in a row prior to the break, but the Bulls were getting just absolutely shellacked by anyone and everyone, between good teams like the Pacers and the Raptors to the kind of mediocre ones like the Nets and Pelicans, and even the bad ones like the Wizards. So it just kind of, it was a kind of disastrous run for them. The Hornets, in the meantime, they kind of got their real terrible play out of their system. So they did win a couple, albeit against the likes of the Pistons and the Timberwolves. But hey, wins are wins. So they remain on the road in Chicago. 4.5 to me, I don't know. It doesn't feel like that there's – this game could go either which way, just because, again, the Bulls can lay some duds, as we've seen. And I'm sure the Hornets will want to just at least play a little bit of spoiler here for a team that has nothing to lose at this point in the season. So, Ira, is this a game you're touching?
Probably not. If I had to look at anything here, it would be the total, but I'm not sure which way yet. But yeah, I'm definitely going to dig into the total in this game. In terms of a side, I'm not trying to lay 4.5 with the Bulls, and I'm not trying to take 4.5 with the Hornets here. So I know I haven't really given out too much info here with some picks, but nothing that gets me excited just as of yet.
Yeah, this is a very unexciting game after the break. The Bulls are pretty lousy against the spread at home, 11-15 on the season, but the Hornets are a .500 team against the spread on the road. Nothing to really get super excited about either way. There's no, you know, you can't really lay 4.5 given how badly the Bulls have been playing, but the Hornets are also, you know, pretty easy to get a beat down here and there. So, you know, tough to call either which way, but you know, I don't blame you for not wanting to play that one. Case of two really bad teams going at it after the break. So we'll get to a couple of good teams. The Brooklyn Nets headed to Philadelphia to take on the 76ers. The Sixers are -8 in this game. Over-under is 215.5. The Sixers are at home, where we know that they are that much better than they are on the road. They are just, again, we noted the Miami split, but Philadelphia, it's that much different. Straight up, the Sixers are 25-2 at home. And they're 15-11 at home against the spread. On the road, they're an absolute disaster, and we've covered that much. The Nets, on the other hand, aren't the best road team. They are actually 9-16 straight up against the road and 10-15 against the spread when they're on the road. At the same time, though, the Nets have been low-key pretty good. Won two in a row prior to the break, snapping the Raptors' long winning streak. Almost did it twice, but they finally snapped it the Wednesday prior to the All-Star break. They beat a really good Pacers team at home and won 7 of their last 10. So they're starting to put it together. And we've noted that they do play better without Kyrie Irving than with Kyrie Irving. And Kyrie Irving is going to be out of this one as well. Now that he's going to be out indefinitely with having re-aggravated his shoulder injury. The Sixers are no slouches either. They won three in a row, all on their home court against the likes of the Grizzlies, Clippers, and Bulls. So they're coming back a bit strong as well into, coming out of the All-Star break. It seems like other than Kyrie Irving, everyone is healthy on either side of the ball. So, Ira, 8 does seem like a lot, though, just given the way the Nets are playing. At least that's my gut feeling about it. But Philadelphia, they are nasty at home. What do you got for me here? Because I know your projections love those Nets.
Yeah, I think probably going to lean towards the Nets here. Going to dive some more into my numbers. But I see 8.5 already, probably get up to 9. But the Nets are definitely looking like a decent play to me here. In terms of the over-under, I'm going to look into that a little later. But at the end of the day, I think that the Nets can compete here with the 76ers. And I'm looking to back the Nets here +8.5 on the road in Philadelphia. And especially if Philly gets out to early lead in like the first quarter, I'm going to be looking to take the Nets +13, +12, something like that on a live wager. And then, just go from there.
Yeah. I wouldn't say a budding rivalry. It's a bit of a rivalry. And I just, the Nets have the plenty of capability of coming out and just taking a big swing at the Sixers. They kind of owe them a little bit. They did play each other twice prior to the All-Star break, only a matter of a few weeks ago. This was back on January 20th, the Sixers came into Brooklyn and beat the Nets. At the same time, the Sixers did beat them on the home court, 117-116. This was back on the 15th of January. So about a month ago, these guys played each other. So I'm sure that's fresh still in the Nets' mind. And the Nets are going to have to come out and put a challenge, because even if this is the team they go into the playoff with, they're going to have to see if they can go against these horses here, against the likes of Embiid and Simmons and Tobias Harris as they head into the playoffs. So I'm pretty sure that they're going to come out swinging in this one as well as they head to the stretch, and knowing that they need to secure a playoff spot as well. So, yeah, I like the play there. But as the line progresses, we will absolutely make sure that we get an official play in over at Hoopball Gaming on Twitter. The Memphis Grizzlies taking on the Sacramento Kings in Sacramento. The line there is a 1-point favorite to Memphis. Over-under is a healthy 229.5. The Grizzlies were darlings of the NBA for pretty much all of January, I'd say, but now we're well into February. They're still playing great ball, and they still need to hold that eighth spot in the Western Conference playoffs. It's not as if the Kings are coming to take it from them, that there are other teams that could, namely the Blazers, the Spurs. But the Grizzlies are hanging on. They're 8-2 in their last 10 part of the break. They won their last couple. The Kings dropped their last couple, and they're still a bit dinged up. They are not getting Rashawn Holmes back. They are getting Jabari Parker back, but they're still a bit dinged up from after the break. And Alex Len is also out of this one. Justice Winslow isn't playing, making his debut quite yet for Memphis, but I don't think that they're that concerned about it. Ira, this is a bit of a pick 'em type game, but with the Kings on their home court, what do you like here?
Yeah, I really like the Memphis Grizzlies in this spot. Again, we're not too sure how these teams are going to perform coming out of the break. It's been a long, hopefully everybody's getting some rest and not partying too much. But I really like the Grizzlies here in this situation. I'm not a big Kings backer, especially at basically almost like a pick 'em game. I see the line at 1.5 for the Grizzlies. So if I was going to play anything, it would be the Grizzlies -1 or take them on the money line at -120. In terms of the over-under, it's not really a game I want to get too much into. Maybe there'll be some it'll be a slow start here coming out of the break. So 230 seems like a very high total, especially if they don't get going until like the second quarter or something like that. And they put up a 45-point first quarter. It's going to be tough to really cover that 230. So maybe looking to the under in that game. But, yeah, in terms of the game itself, I like the Grizzlies here. I just think they're the overall better team. So I'm going to go ahead and just take them on the money line at -120.
Yeah, I like that. I don't know who's stopping Jonas Valanciunas in this game on Sacramento.
Yeah, I don't know who's stopping anybody for Sacramento. Like, who's going to stop anybody on the Memphis Grizzlies? So
yeah, this is good. It's good. I mean, I know you don't want to play the over-under, but, like, yeah, this could be a defense-optional type of game.
Yeah, so for me, I'm looking at the Grizzlies here as a pretty favorite play of the day. Again, I'm going to tweet it out a little later in terms of what my favorite bet will be. But, yeah, definitely the Grizzlies here are something that looks very enticing to me.
Yes, sir. We will wrap up Thursday night's NBA slate with the Houston Rockets in the Bay Area to take on the Golden State Warriors. This one is -10 in favor of the Rockets. Over-under is an even more robust 234. And I'm sure that the league was hoping that, hey, you get a Rockets-Warriors matchup fresh out of the break. Steph Curry taking on the Rockets and their duo of Harden and Westbrook. But alas, still no Steph Curry. But he is expected to come back a little later on this season, possibly early March. But not tonight, unfortunately. So instead, we are getting Russell Westbrook, James Harden, and I guess Draymond Green. He counts. And Andrew Wiggins. He doesn't count, though. Eric Gordon's questionable in this one. Really, again, this is just going to be a high-flying type of game. I would imagine that the Rockets will also try to come out firing. They need to kind of keep up pace. They are pretty lousy against the spread on the road, though. 12-15 in total on the season. The Warriors at home, they're not much better. They're 12-13-1 against the spread at home. Yeah, the Rockets kind of played up and down the last few weeks or so, 6-4. Over their last 10. The Warriors, kind of dreadful. Losers of their last four. They are in the basement of the Western Conference. Hard to say. I mean, just I know that the Warriors are they'll put up a fight, but there's just not a whole lot of talent on this team right now. Ira, what do you make of this one? Can the Warriors keep it within 10 on their home court?
I don't think so. But I'm not a big believer in either one of these teams. I really don't like the Rockets at all. But it's hard to not back them against the Warriors, who don't really have too much of a lineup to roll out there as well. If anything, I'm kind of looking at the total here, 234. I'm going to see whether or not my model agrees with me. But my gut's leaning to under here at under 234. It just seems like an inflated total because the team names on the front of the jerseys. But yeah, in terms of the spread, I'm not looking to get involved here. 10 and a half, it's just not really enticing to me to take the Warriors here. So I'm going to go ahead and lay off this game and do a little digging into the totals a little later. So hopefully I'll have a play there.
It's interesting you say that because, like you said, the under might be in play here. The Rockets on the season are 9 games under 500 when it comes to over-under. So they have not cleared that over-under. They're 22-31-1 on the season in terms of over-under. So I think, yeah, it's a little bit of just general inflation just due to the names on the jerseys. But they've been lousy on the over-under pretty much all season. I actually think they're probably the worst over-under team in the entire league as it is on the season. So interesting play there. Who knows if these guys will come out sluggish or what have you. But that's an interesting play there based on the numbers. The Warriors haven't been much better on the over-under as well. They're 26-29 on the season against the over-under. So that's our full slate, man. But as these things progress, any news breaks, we will be sure to follow up on Twitter. Again, we are at Hoopball Gaming. I am at Josh Millman. Ira is at Ira Silver Magic. Ira, dude, talk to me about some hockey. I know you got some hockey going on.
Yeah, man, I always got some hockey picks. It was a shame last night. We should have went 4-0 in our hockey picks. We had the under 6.5 in the Rangers game. It was 1-1, I think, going into the third, 2-1 maybe, but I can't remember exactly. 7-goal third period, and we definitely do not get the cover of under 6.5 goals with a crazy third period. I went to moving. So I went to put my computer down. I left in the second after the second period, come back midway through the third. And I'm like, what just happened? I couldn't believe it.
Can never put your computer down, Ira. Never. Lesson learned.
I know. So that was brutal. But, and then we had the lead with the Canucks with 3 minutes or 4 minutes left in the game, and weird shot by the Wild hits one of the Vancouver players in the head or something and goes into the net, and then they go to a shootout and obviously lose that one. So that was a fun one as well. But yeah, we should have won 4-0 last night. Sorry about that, guys. And but tonight I'm looking to bounce back here. I'm going to go ahead and take the Pittsburgh Penguins minus $1.05 on the road in Toronto. I'm especially if Frederick Anderson plays in goal for the Maple Leafs. I'm looking to play the Penguins. I do not like Frederick Anderson at all. I think he's an awful goalie. Another game that I'm looking to back here is the Capitals in regulation, minus -0.5 goal, minus -120 against the Canadiens. I believe it will be Carey Price and Braden Holtby, but I just think the firepower for the Capitals is just going to be too much for the Canadiens to handle, especially, I mean, Price is a very good goalie, but the Capitals have a lot of firepower here. And then another game that I'm eyeing here, well, a game that I'm going to love to watch. I don't know if I'm going to have a bet on it. It'll be the Tampa Bay Lightning versus the Vegas Golden Knights. You're going to probably have Vasilevsky in goal for the Tampa Bay Lightning and Marc-Andre Fleury in goal for the Vegas Golden Knights. That line right now is set at Vegas, at Tampa Bay, actually a small favorite, a small road favorite at minus -115. Golden Knights are minus -105. And also the Coyotes Blues will be an interesting one to watch. But a game that I think I really like here is the last game of the night, and that's going to be involving the Florida Panthers on a back-to-back against my hometown Los Angeles Kings. Kings traded away a bunch of players. I don't know who they're rolling out on their roster. Quick looks to be in goal tonight, and he's been pretty awful this season. He's putting up almost a 3 goals against average. Bobrovsky, not so great either, but you know, I think he's a better player and better form right now. And I just think the Kings don't have anybody really to roll out there. So I'm going to look to back the Panthers here at a short road favorite on a back-to-back at minus -130. And I'm also looking to play the over of 6 goals in this game. I just think that the goaltending's not so great for both teams. So I think and the defense isn't so great. So I'm looking to play the over here in this game. But again, I'll release my picks a little later. That's it for hockey, guys. Hopefully I gave you some, a little bit of nuggets. Oh, and one more. The Winnipeg Jets against the Ottawa Senators. Winnipeg Jets are going to be a short road favorite. I believe it's a back-to-back as well for them. No, maybe not. I can't remember. But anyways, the Jets against the Senators in Ottawa. Ottawa is not a tough place to play. It's not an intimidating arena. They're pretty awful. The Jets are looking to bounce back and stay in playoff contention here. So I'm looking at the Winnipeg Jets as well, -135 on the road. That's all I got for hockey, Josh.
Thank you, Ira. And thank you, Hoopballers. We appreciate you listening. If you have any feedback, comments for us, do leave us a review. We appreciate that. Make sure that once you subscribe, give us those old 5 stars. Or just let us know in the comments just what you think of the show, anything we can do better. We love the feedback. Again, we've repeated it, but we'll repeat it one more time. We are at Hoopball Gaming. That's where you find our official picks on Twitter and where you can follow us. Play along as the games tip off, puck drops, you name it. That's where we'll be tweeting at. From now on through the regular season, I'm just thrilled the NBA is back. I needed the NBA back in my life. And yeah, it's good to be back with you, the Hoopballers. That's it for us. Quick one today as the NBA gets back and going. I will be back again tomorrow with Devin Ellington. We run through another NBA slate and all the college basketball that we got going on over the weekend. Ira, any parting words?
Yeah, Hoopballers, I will not be doing Monday's show. I probably won't be back until next Wednesday. So if you need me for any sort of reason and you want some more good old hockey picks from me, feel free to reach out to me on Twitter at IrisSilverMagic. I'm always available. DMs, comments, questions. I'm a little bit of a nutcase when it comes to getting, especially when the games tip off. And I can go a little crazy sometimes. So just, yeah, have some fun with it and let me know if you need anything.
Ira's got lots of boxes to pack, Hoopballers. So if you ask him for help, maybe help him pack boxes if you're out in the California area. So and it'll give you some bets as well. So thank you, Ira. I appreciate it. Thanks again, Hoopballers. Enjoy your Thursday. We'll be back again tomorrow on Today in Sports Betting.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.